Act 1, Scene 9.
And I said she should be admired.
I'm sure.
Instead of denying it, what does she do? I pose nude for money. And I look beautiful too.
Excuse me.
She was selling her assets. So that's what I'll say when my camera club pictures come out. I'm a modern girl too.
We know that, Miss Martin.
She won't mind me helping myself. We share everything.
Do you?
I'll go up, shall I?
We're closed.
I'm not a customer, dear.
What have you done to your leg?
Oh, you don't read the papers?
Not the society page.
You should if you work here.
I don't, as it happens. I char for Miss Shaw and help out.
Well, we've been to the races, my fella and I. Drunk pims, had a marvellous time. I said, put your foot down, my dear. It's a sports car, ain't it? Silly boy takes the corner too fast, hits the curb, flips us into a ditch. Splat.
You could have been killed.
Not me. I'm a rubber ball. Bouncy bounce.
And your gentleman, coochie?
You do read the papers.
Mrs. Ellis showed me a cutting.
He gets ever so cross if you call him that.
Was he hurt worse than you, miss?
5 broken ribs and a collarbone.
Ouch.
His real name's Baye. Prince Baye. His Highness Siri Siri Maharaja Jagapadendra Narayan Bhup Bahadur Maharaja of Kuch Behar.
My chap's called Bert.
I'll be a Maharani, of course, when we marry.
I'll be a Mrs.
He proposes to me every Friday with a bouquet of flowers you couldn't even name.
Indians marry their own, don't they? Because of religion and that?
Oh, we'll do it clandestine. That's much more romantic than church.
Not for me.
You're a funny thing, aren't you? For a hostess.
I've told you I'm not. I'm the help.
And does she need help, Ruth?
Sometimes. With Andy, you know.
How old is he now?
9.
And what kind of kid is he these days?
He's curious.
Eager or odd?
He goes to museums on his own.
Odd.
I sit with him, read him a story, and when he's asleep, I come down.
And what does your fella say? Nice girl like you working here.
For the last time, I don't.
Ain't he concerned?
About what?
All the trouble you have.
Trouble?
You know what I mean.
Do I?
Work gets around.
From Miss Shaw. I told her in confidence.
Told her what?
I'd rather not say.
Doris.
I ain't a gossip.
And I ain't a fool. What?
I was crossing the floor with a tray full of glasses to wash. A man sees me coming, puts his foot, trips me up.
Which man? Blakely?
I'm flat on the floor and he's laughing. I pick myself up, brush myself down, bite my lip and then...
What?
I see the siphon right there on the bar. And something came over me, I don't know what. So I pick it up, turn around, wipe the smirk off his face.
Good job it wasn't a gun.
Mrs. Ellis runs upstairs. He follows her.
Face dripping wet.
He's ranting and raving. Get rid of her now. Someone gets smashed and all I can think of is Andy.
Oh, he must be used to it now.
And all of a sudden, it goes deathly quiet. I creep upstairs, wait on the landing, knock knock, no reply. What he's done to her, God only knows. I turn the handle, open the door, peek through and...
What?
Can't say it.
In bed.
After all that.
Bloody lover boy.
He's living here now.
Yeah, so I've heard.
She gives him money, buys him clothes, pays for cigarettes, takings are falling, and what does he contribute?
Nothing. Still racing, is he?
He's building a car.
Boys and their toys.
It's running on gin from the bar.
That's why it don't get off the grid.
I wish Mr. Cusson would give him what for.
Mr. Who?
Cusson, Desmond.
That slimy bloke with the tash.
He's a wholesale tobacconist.
He only comes up to here.
But he stands when she enters the room, finds her a chair, fills her glass, sends her lovely carnations.
She's screwing him too?
Don't say it like that.
Is she?
It's possible, yes, to spite Mr. Blakely, I suppose.
But Desmond, she doesn't even like him.
She does in a fatherly way.
And we know what a father is.
What?
It's like...
Miss Martin?
Tell her I called.
I spoke very open to you. If there's something...
There's not.
No?
It's just... Once we were talking, that's all. And she started to say... Well, we were sloshed. It was probably...
We're shut.
Madame Ellis!
What are you doing here?
I've been for dinner at the Claridge's. Dear me, there's only so much you can take. Last drink at the Little, I thought.
That's nice for you, ain't it? Miss Martin's come specially to see...
Where is it?
What?
Pernod.
We're out.
We can't be.
You had the last bottle last night.
We've another in stock, though.
We've nothing in stock, Mrs. Ellis.
Well, don't look so worried. We've gin.
Are you keeping it all to yourself?
It's only a nightcap.
So have one with me.
I can't.
Why?
You know how it is.
Yes, I do, dear. And that's why I'm here.
Night.
Last Tuesday. The steering wheel club. Had a good time, did you?
What do you mean?
What I say. You were there, weren't you?
No.
Oh, so you didn't see what went off?
No.
What?
A couple came in, well, all smiles, so I've heard. Then out of nowhere, a big row blew up and he gave her a punch in the face.
In the club?
In clear view of everyone. Well, except Miss Ellis, it seems.
You shouldn't listen to gossip.
And you shouldn't take it. Dear God.
I don't, as it happens. I've hit him back twice as hard, scratched his face, pulled a knife on him once.
You don't push him downstairs, Mrs. Ellis.
I fell.
He ran down and stepped right over you.
He wasn't himself.
I was begging you, don't let him back, and you swore to me that...
It's passion, that's all it is, passion.
It's pitiful.
I think you should leave now, dear.
Not without you.
I'm asking you nicely, now go.
And I'm asking you, Duchess.
For Christ's sake, we're not Sylvie's girls anymore.
Mrs. Ellis.
And you. You know nothing of me or my... Nothing, all right?
Fine.
But Miss Martin, you came here specially.
I know, silly me. Keep the change.
Here, get a cab home.
I don't want...
Get a cab.
Shall I come in tomorrow?
If you like.
Would you like?
Of course. I can't do without you, can I?
Mrs. Ellis, what is it about him?
It's what they call chemistry, dear.
So was Hiroshima, ma'am.